Welcome to The Good Liars Today. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are The Good Liars.
And today is November 18th, 2025. And DeVrom, I think it's safe to say there's been a lot of news today and in the last few days. Would you agree? Yes or no? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, good.
There has been a lot of news.
I appreciate that. I want to take us back to November 14th, which is just a couple days ago. On Air Force One, on the way to Palm Beach, Florida, Donald Trump was talking to a reporter and he was asked about the Epstein files. And I want to play this clip for us.
Quiet, Piggy.
So Donald Trump called a reporter Piggy. I have a problem with a couple of things here. Number one, I don't think that's a very nice thing to say to somebody. It's not nice to call somebody Piggy. Right? Like that's a mean thing to say.
No. That is not a nice thing to just throw out there.
And it kind of like all the stuff, you know, like the Access Hollywood tape, like all the terrible things you've seen from Donald Trump over the years, like in his old age, he's like letting more of this slip. It feels like what a kind of asshole he is in general.
Right.
And we'll talk more about him being old later, but this insult, calling someone Piggy, I have a real problem with that from Donald Trump. Can I show you something, DeVrom? Do you mind?
Yeah, please.
All right. I'm going to show you a picture and you just tell me what this picture is of. Okay. Tell me what this is a picture of. Okay. All right. What is that?
Okay. That's easy. That is a picture of Donald Trump's eyeball, his right eyeball.
That is a picture of a pig. It's a picture of a pig's eye. Donald Trump looks like a pig, and this is not like a fat joke or something like that. He literally looks like a pig. Look at this.
Okay, so yeah, that now that you say it, I'm starting to be able to. I kind of still see Donald Trump though. To be honest, it's very hard to kind of reframe it in my mind.
But he looks like a pig. He literally looks like a pig. So I feel like right. You know, like Turnabout's fair play. I feel like from now on, Donald Trump's new nickname should be Piggy. We should just call Donald Trump Piggy. And because he actually looks like a pig, if you look at his eye and you look at a pig's eye, you said it yourself. You couldn't tell the difference between it. I think it's fair to call Donald Trump Piggy. You can't tell the difference, right?
No, like, I can't.
What is that? Looks like Donald Trump.
I think it's Donald Trump. I think if you blew, you zoomed out. I kind of can't not see Donald Trump there. I'll say that. So yeah, point taken. If that is even a pig.
All right. So from now on, call Donald Trump Piggy. I think it's fair to do that. He used that insult. I think it's a very fair thing to do. Call Donald Trump Piggy. Don't feel bad when you do it. It's okay.
You're saying because it's objectively true, it's fine to say. He's throwing it out as an insult, but other people should feel free to say that just because it's objectively true.
That was Piggy on Air Force One talking to a reporter who he called Piggy, even though he looks like a pig himself. So that was November 14th. And what were they talking about there, DeVrom? What was he being asked about that he got so upset about?
He was being asked about the Epstein files. Obviously, you're talking about news of the last few days. That continues to be huge news.
Yes. And then just yesterday, he was asked if he would sign if it was passed into law, if he would sign the release of the Epstein files. And he responded, sure. Why wouldn't I? It's not like I've been fighting this for the last 6 months.
Yeah. What are all the steps of this? So first it was nothing at all. Then it was a hoax by Obama and Hillary. And then it was, it's only Democrats.
Yeah.
And then it was, you're a traitor if you want these released. And now it's like, oh, sure, I'll release them.
Sure. Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah.
So I was reading the New York Times this morning. Do you know what it would take right now for the Epstein files to be released? Do you know what the procedure would be for it to happen?
Well, I believe it would be voted on in the House and then go to the Senate. Or I'm sure that there is an avenue by which Donald Trump could just do it, right? I'm going to read this headline. Trump has the power to release the Epstein files with or without Congress.
Yes.
Subheading, the president has reversed himself and encouraged lawmakers to vote for for compelling the Justice Department to turn over the investigation documents, but he never really needed their approval.
Now, okay, can I ask you to read that headline one more time, replacing Trump's name with his new nickname?
Piggy has the power to release the Epstein files with or without Congress.
Thank you. Works, I appreciate works, that.
Facing intense political pressure, President Trump has reversed his position on whether he supports a congressional measure that would compel the Justice Department to release more materials from the investigation into the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. On Monday, Mr. Trump said he would sign the bill if it reached his desk. But Mr. Trump's sudden reversal raises a question. If the president agrees that more investigative materials in the Epstein case should be released, why is he waiting for the passage of the so-called discharge petition to do so? Why doesn't he immediately order Attorney General Pam Bondi to make the documents public? The fact is that if Mr. Trump chooses to, he can indeed order more files released with or without legislation, much as he did in other cases of intense public interest, including the killings of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and President John F. Kennedy.
So he could just do it himself if he wanted to now. Right. So him just saying yes is if he's saying yes, then he could just do it and not even. He doesn't need Congress to do this, but he feels compelled to do so just because.
Do you feel shocked? Do you feel shocked by his reversal, by his actions here?
He doesn't want to be a loser, Piggy. He doesn't want to be a loser. So he is just deciding that he's just trying to save face here. When he could just do it himself. And I hope that this is where the pressure is going to go. It's like, if you're saying sure, then just do it. What are you afraid of?
What's the movie Babe about again?
A pig.
A pig who, what, does he want to save himself from being eaten or something? Or what?
I can't remember. I saw it in Spanish class. That's the only time I've seen it.
Okay, so you can only describe the plot in Spanish.
Yes.
You'll go ahead and do that. I'm just trying to figure out if art imitates life at all. I think it was a pig that maybe was going to get eaten. I am not sure about that.
Whoa, I just realized something. So what? Babe 2 is Pig in the City. And then Home Alone 2, starring Donald Trump, is Lost in New York. They're both in a city where they weren't before. And Donald Trump is in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. He's there as the piggy. Yes, he's in three of those movies. So there's got to be some connection there. I don't know if this is related to the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Well, have they ever been seen in the same place at the same time? You have to ask yourself that.
Now my mind's about to be blown right now. Well, speaking of piggies and Donald Trump, and I'm trying to think of a good segue for this with McDonald's. What's a good segue with McDonald's?
You're
loving this conversation.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's great. I was going to say, speaking of meats people eat, Big Macs.
That's pretty good.
So we'll go with yours.
This is from USA Today. Trump addressed franchise owners at the McDonald's Impact Summit in Washington, D.C. on November 17th. The summit is an annual forum where the McDonald's company's leadership, franchise owners, and other stakeholders discuss its corporate strategy. It is really just one of the most important conferences that exists right now is the McDonald's.
Absolutely. And if you're the president of the United States, you have to
go. And what do you have a favorite order at McDonald's? I know you're on a health kick now, but like, what was your go-to order?
I've never loved it. I've tried at times on the road, you know, with you to not hate it, but it would be a quarter pounder with cheese, but it just never really worked for me.
Well, I want to say for the record right now, I'm not a McDonald's lover. I do.
No,
like
I don't
going
think
there...
you are. I've been so disappointed the last few times, which is why I guess I said it like that. I mean, I don't know, been there a handful of times in the past 5 years. And each time, I don't know, has the food gone downhill or have I just become kind of snooty?
An adult?
I don't know.
We got it in Virginia. I had no sleep the night before and I was really running on fumes. I flew to Washington.
But did I get it?
You did not get it. You did not get it. I was on no sleep and I think I had I can't remember Starbucks for breakfast at 7 a.m. or something. And I got a quarter pounder with cheese, being like, this will make me feel better at like 1 p.m. And it did not make me feel better. I could not finish it. But their breakfast, I stand by the breakfast.
Through the day. So that's a big endorsement for McDonald's. You made it work.
That's right. Yeah, I'm loving
fueled
it. I'm loving
by
it.
Love.
All that to say, Donald Trump spoke at the McDonald's Impact Summit. And to kind of tease it, the White House tweeted this image, which is the golden arches over the White House, which seems like beautiful.
Does this
symbolism
remind you of anything? It reminds me of something.
Tell me.
Well, it reminds me of Elon and the Tesla in front of the White House, just like branding the White House and trying to sell something with the image of the White House. It feels a little strange. It just feels odd. That's actually above the White House. Now, if you zoomed out, you would see the demolished east wing of the White House, I think.
That's going to be a big McDonald's. You didn't hear about that? Right. The whole east wing is just—it's going to be a drive-through. You can go through it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's that actually sounds like an upgrade Donald Trump might make. Plus, you got golden arches. He loves a nice faux gold. I thought you were going to say that he was teasing this, speaking at this summit by eating McDonald's every day for the past 40 years.
It's like, this is all leading up to this. I'm going to eat McDonald's every day. Beach. Okay, so let's look at you know that there's been some stuff with Donald Trump. We're going to watch a couple of clips from him here. He loves eating McDonald's, but something that has plagued him recently is the Epstein files. Just to bring it back to the Epstein files, there was that email about Trump blowing Bubba. Mm-hmm. And all these people online were like, oh my gosh, it's Bill Clinton that he's blowing. And then so I think somebody came out and was like, it wasn't Bill, it was a different Bubba. Well, it's a different
Epstein's
Bubba.
Epstein's brother said that was incorrect.
Yes, yes. Who's now is like the most reliable source that people are going to right now. But so all these things came out, and then Donald Trump was speaking, and here's the clip.
Beautiful, hard work, and happy family sitting down to a really great meal. Because no matter who you are, everyone loves something at McDonald's. There's always something to have. I like the fish. I like... You could do a little bit more tartar sauce, so please. Seriously, I hate when I see.
I don't want it to be too crass here. But what was that hand motion? What was that sound?
That was lowering the fryer into the fish in the fryer. I think.
Okay, mind's in the gutter.
What did you think?
I thought blowjob. I thought blowjob, and then immediately he goes after that says. And I just want a little bit more tartar sauce on there. Okay. A little bit more of that white tartar sauce on there.
And please. I forgive you for going in that direction, because I do think Donald Trump likes to drop a little clues here and there. And he likes to feed kind of conspiracy theories. And so very easily he could have been nodding to that.
That conspiracy theory. Yeah, it's like a QAnon thing where he uses like the third letter or whatever, gematria. You're saying it's in the fryer, which makes total sense. And I want to apologize.
That was how I saw it with fresh eyes. But honestly, I haven't thought about it as much as you do. So I just don't want you not trusting your gut on this one.
Always something to have. I like the fish. I like it.
See, now I don't see it.
Now I don't see the fryer.
Yeah, I don't think it was the fryer. I don't think it was. I don't know what it was. It's just a weird noise. His like voice is rough. So he's like,
well,
something
I watched part of this speech, and I saw that he said he signed a part of the speech, written part of the speech for some McDonald's executive. He said, but I never stick to it anyway, or something along those lines. So I doubt that was written down, because it makes no sense.
Well, speaking of making no sense, this is another clip. And how can you tie in McDonald's with the Gulf of Mexico being change to the Gulf of America? Well, Donald Trump found a way? Question mark.
To sugar. Isn't that nice? I said, you got to go to sugar. Just like I said, why is the Gulf of Mexico called the Gulf of Mexico? I said, we're changing the name. And now it's the Gulf of America. It has nothing to do with McDonald's, but maybe it does. Because It's very nice cycling. We have 92% of the shoreline. They have 8%. I wouldn't say I made a lot of friends in Mexico, but they still like me.
The thing that struck me with that is he looks so fucking old and he sounds so fucking old. And the way he's talking.
What's like, old for a pig?
What's old for? That's a good question. Should we look that up? Peter, will you look that up? Peter isn't here. I just said that. Average age for pig.
While you look that up, can I talk about, so I try not to overuse ChatGPT because I think a lot of people are, and we all are, and I don't want to get lazy, but I tried to look up in those words, what percentage of shoreline of the Gulf of Mexico does Mexico have? And okay. It says, what sources say, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, Mexico claims the largest portion of the Gulf's exclusive economic zone, nearly 48% of the area of the Gulf. For coastline figures, one source reports Mexico has about 2,046 miles of coastline on the Gulf of Mexico, while the U.S. has about 1,632. So,
okay,
why did he say 92% and 8%? What weird sounds good, math right? Is he doing?
Well, we should do a word from our sponsor. This week's episode of The Good Liars Today is brought to you by Encyclopedia Trump, where mm-hmm. you get all of the information that he says is true. Even if it's not true, it'll be true in the Encyclopedia Trump. So use the promo code GOODLIARS for 5% more of your purchase of the Encyclopedia Trump.
What a deal.
Anyway, Devon,
how do you get that? How do you get the Encyclopedia Trump? Is it just beamed to you through various media outlets every day for a decade? Yep.
Yeah, you're subscribed. You don't even realize it. And it is right. costing you dearly just through these tariffs, basically. So that's crazy that he just got he just said the complete wrong amount. I don't know. I said that's crazy. It's not.
You said that's crazy. That's not. If you've ever read the Encyclopedia Trump.
Well, speaking of facts,
that's not crazy.
Hey, this is Google AI. So, hey, it's the same thing. The average pig life is 15 to 20 years. I assume that's not pigs who are slaughtered and eaten by humans.
Well, they say every pig, that even the ones that are slaughtered, they live on in our hearts.
I was just talking about how Donald Trump's old, which he is. He's very, very old. He's the oldest person to ever be sworn in to the office of president. And he did his dance at the end, which he does at rallies. And I want to play a little clip for this. And just keep an eye out for what an old fucking man he looks like here, DeVron. Mm.
Wait, you're talking about a BJ motion.
That is a straight up BJ motion.
Right.
Thanks for pointing that out, DeVron.
Absolutely. Yeah, but how old does Donald Trump look there? The answer is very, very pig-like.
Pig-like.
And old,
he looks
though.
At least 20 years old.
20 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The age of a pig at the end of its life cycle. He really does look old. He looks like an old guy at a wedding. Did he add the golf swing in there? I have not been watching a lot of the beginnings or ends of his speeches just for personal health reasons. Is that a new thing just for the crowd?
I think he might have just gotten confused and was like, I'm playing golf right now.
Like, am I playing golf? It's a dream again. I'm playing golf.
It's a dream. Swing. A dream. President, oh my god, what the fuck is happening? What a weird dream.
Yeah, that's like, you know, those like dreams that people have, recurring dreams where they are like frauds, they're like in a situation that they don't know how to deal with, you know, it's that fear of being in that situation and not knowing how to deal with it. You think that that's constant for him? He's the president, and he should not be the president. He's done a million terrible things. He has no experience.
He's a little piggy.
Like he shouldn't
he grew up
be
on
around
a farm.
Anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's the president. He must have those moments.
I don't see. That's a good question. Not to like psychoanalyze, but I think maybe he had those questions in his life earlier. But he was just like got this rich guy mentality that I know how everything works and I can mm-hmm. fix everything because my dad was rich and I got rich because my dad was rich, and he's just entitled. So I think it's like
a guy as old as him having a dad. It's crazy.
It is crazy. He's old as all shit. Yeah. I think we can all agree on that.
Old as the hills.
Right, Devram, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it. We decided to call this right before The Good Liars Today. Not The Good Liars Tell the Truth. And we still don't know what the fuck we're doing with that. But we're like, we're going to do this more often. We're going to be doing these kind of daily things. And we wanted to come up with something that was a little different. The Daily. That's a good idea. I'm Michael Barbaro. Is that a good impression?
Let's tell you what else you need to know today.
Here's what else you need to know today. Devram, I want to ask you for words of wisdom, but last week's podcast, you recycled a word of words of wisdom. And I just don't know if I trust you to come up with something.
You got a hair out of place. I'm not giving you a hard
It's
time.
Not as bad. It's bad still, but it's not as bad.
I'm just saying sometimes we have to rebuild that trust by going for it again. I'm not saying these are going to be genius words of wisdom. Don't do this.
Okay, well, I'm ready for it. What are your words of wisdom today, Devon?
Well, I resisted putting on like a eye mask when I slept for a long time because I thought that's what old people do. But just do it. Just do it. Get used to it. Commit to getting used to it. That way, when the light pours in the shades, you'll be protected from it. And once you're used to it, you'll sleep a little better. It took me years and years and years, and I thought, people who do that, ridiculous.
When did you do it, Devon? When did you start the eye mask?
Well, I started, I think, on airplanes maybe a couple years ago trying. Like, okay, I'm not sleeping as well on airplanes. I got to maybe make a change. And then I realized...
You've got one of mine.
Anything... That's right. You gave me one on a road trip. I realized anything you do on an airplane, you should be doing at home. Anything.
Okay, but it's not true vice versa, though. No. You can get in big trouble. You can get in big trouble for that. All right, Devram. Thank you for those words of wisdom. That was great. I hope that everyone will take those words with them today and especially tonight when they get ready for bed to put an eye mask on. If you don't have an eye mask, you can use human skin if you have any human skin laying around. I know Devram has a lot of that, certainly on himself, but also eyelids. Yes. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for joining us here on The Good Liars today. We'll be back tomorrow, maybe. We'll figure that out. But for all of us at The Good Liars, have a wonderful rest of the day, evening, and night. Goodbye.